Hello, you are listening to Food for Thought here on Siren 107.3 FM. I'm Charlotte Reed, and each week I find out about local food, restaurants and cafes for you to try out for yourself. On the show this week, I find out more about one of Lincoln's newest restaurants, Ribs and Bibs. I spoke to the manager, Adam Wallhead, who explains why Lincoln needs an authentic American restaurant.
We wanted to bring something that is a bit unique and a bit of a new take. It's a very specific style of cooking, and we think that people are really looking for a full-on dining experience.
Also coming up in the show, throughout some of my interviews, I've discovered little communities within Lincoln, and one of them is Burton Road, home to many cafes and restaurants, and I find out from them why they like the area.
On 107.3 FM, this is Siren FM.
When you walk up Steep Hill, you expect to see quaint tea rooms and little independent restaurants full of history reflecting the city. So, when it was announced that an American restaurant called Ribs and Bibs was opening on the Strait, it may have turned heads. Of course, avid viewers of the programme Man vs. Food will have an idea about the style of food served up in America, but for others, it is something completely new. So I met up with the manager of Ribs and Bibs, Adam Wallhead, to find out what inspired them to open this restaurant.
The idea for Ribs and Bibs evolved around about 7 months ago. The owners of the business, Charles and Adam, have been friends for years. They've always had a strong food background. Charles grew up in America and Adam has travelled extensively there. They both liked the idea of barbecue food and they wanted to bring that over to England in the most traditional way they possibly could.
And at the moment, you haven't even opened, but you're already completely booked for your first night. And I think a lot of that has sort of come through Facebook and Twitter.
Absolutely. We had every intention from the offset of utilising Facebook and Twitter to the maximum that we could. I don't think we quite realised back then how popular it would become. We're fast approaching 2,000 likes on Facebook. We've got a lot of Twitter followers, and the majority of our bookings so far have come through those formats.
So why did you kind of decide to bring kind of a taste of America to Lincoln?
We feel that the sort of food culture in Lincoln and sort of Britain as a more general sort of thing is very stagnant, I suppose, really. We wanted to bring something that is a bit unique and a bit of a new take. It's a very specific style of cooking, and we think that people are really looking for a full-on dining experience in respect of the service, the food, the ambience. So that's one of the main reasons, and definitely a bit of a hole in the market, I think, in Lincoln. Lincoln's crying out for a very good establishment that does this kind of food.
And so how did you kind of start researching and figuring out how you were going to do American food here in Lincoln?
Like I say, Charles and Adam have spent a lot of time in America themselves. One of the main things they did is they went on a bit of a trip to America last week. They took Chris, the head chef, and they had 5 days in Memphis. They arranged previously to visit a number of very reputable barbecue restaurants in Memphis. And they spent the 5 days visiting them, understanding the cooking, taking on ideas. They went with a menu idea in mind. But while they were there, they were able to fine-tune the menu and take on advice from people who have been doing it for decades.
And so what are some of the big differences between cooking in the UK and the sort of style of cooking from America?
We're hoping to bring some of the American style over here by using smoker ovens. They're quite a unique thing to England. There's not many places that have got them. We've had two imported from the US. They've been Chris and Bert and Ernie. They basically work by mixing different woods, things like mesquite, hickory and fruit woods, and smoking the meat over a low temperature but over a longer time period. And the food then takes on all those flavours and the smells from the smoking technique.
Are you expecting a lot of the people who will be visiting and coming to the restaurant to actually know a lot about authentic American food? Do you think they'll kind of like have a stereotype of what American food should be?
I think a lot of people do have a stereotype idea of American food. We're hoping through knowledgeable staff and obviously the food itself to give people a bit of a unique experience. I think people will come here partly out of curiosity and partly through knowing what they want. We've found that there's a lot of people that are asking for authentic American food in Lincoln. And we're hoping to sort of bring that to them through educating people as well, but also by delivering the authentic product.
And I guess in sort of recent times, a lot of people's knowledge of American food would come from things like Man versus Food. Are you kind of working alongside those ideas?
Yeah, I mean, Man versus Food has a huge following. It's got a big cult status and people are looking for those sort of things. We are going to have a food challenge on our menu. It's called Chad's Challenge. It's going to be a challenge of 50 chicken wings in 25 minutes, I think, is the time limit on there. So that does draw a lot of inspiration from that type of program, and we're already getting quite a lot of inquiries about it. We're going to give people, if they manage it, we're going to have a wall of fame and a wall of shame, so they'll make it onto there in one respect or another. Get a t-shirt, which is a very limited edition t-shirt, that they can wear with pride, saying that they've finished the challenge. And they'll also get some free wings on the next visit, if they haven't already had enough.
That was the first part of my interview with Adam Wallhead, the manager of the American restaurant Ribs and Bibs. The restaurant is opening on Valentine's Day, which is the 14th of February. And in the second part of our chat, Adam and I talk about the preparations taking place to make sure they open on time. When looking for interesting and different places that serve up food in Lincoln, I've often ended up on Burton Road. Just beyond Steep Hill, the road is home to the Greenhouse Coffee Shop, Cafe at Links to Nepal, and of course the Burton Road Chippy, to name but a few. So I went to find out what attracts people to setting up their businesses in this part of Lincoln.
On 107.3 FM, this is Siren FM.
Depending on where you live in Lincoln affects where you shop, eat and drink. Through presenting this show, I've walked all over Lincoln to talk to people who are passionate about their food, and there seems to be a large food community on Burton Road. Gary Goddard, who runs Cafe at Links to Nepal, would like to entice people who might not walk up Steep Hill regularly to try out something different.
Hopefully, as we grow, as we get more regular customers, we'd like the students to come up here a little bit more. We don't see many of the university students, although I think the things we sell would appeal to them. We do vegan food and drinks, and there's quite a big vegan community who are slowly starting to filter up here. So as we grow and get a regular base, you know, we don't know. It'd be nice to think in a couple of years that we're using the whole building to promote a charity and to raise funds, but some way off that yet.
Pauline Moore, who runs the Greenhouse Coffee Shop, finds it best to build up her number of customers through personal recommendations. But when she first took over, was shocked that even local people didn't know that her cafe was there.
We do have a really good, loyal local following, but when I took over, I was quite surprised when we get new customers through by just how many people are really local to us and didn't know we were here. Unless you happen to be driving down this part of Burton Road, a lot of people didn't know we existed. It is quite difficult because obviously advertising is very expensive, but the best way is recommendations, word of mouth, getting a satisfied customer, and then they bring back their friends and their family, and that's the thing that works best, I think, really.
And of course, one of the most known restaurants on Burton Road is the Burton Road Chippy. It's been in the area for a while, for over 10 years, starting off as a takeaway and moving to the restaurant where they are now over 2 years ago. The owner, Des Anastasio, likes the community aspect of working in this part of Lincoln.
The reason we moved to Burton Road is we like the area, basically. It's a heavily populated area, and although it is more or less in the middle of Lincoln, it has a village feel to it, if you know what I mean. Everybody knows everybody, and it's a nice, very nice environment to be in and be part of. And that's the main reason we moved to Burton Road.
To find out any more about any of the places featured on the show, then just head to the Siren website, which is sirenonline.co.uk. And whilst you're there, you can find out details of any of the places or any of the restaurants that you would like to visit. Or if you'd just like to listen again to any of the interviews. Earlier in the show was the first half of my chat with Adam Wallhead, the manager of Ribs and Bibs, the new American restaurant which opens in Lincoln this week. He's already spoken about how the use of Twitter and Facebook has helped them to let people know that they are opening, as well as completely book up their first few evenings. As well as the food being slightly different to what we eat here, the service in American diners is very important. So Adam explains that in their attempt to bring the authentic American dining experience to Lincoln, they have to make sure that their service is also with a smile.
It is a huge thing. One of the things that the guys brought back from America was the fact that the service can make or break the dining experience. And that's really the case with this food as well. We can put the best food out we possibly can, but if the service isn't great, people notice it. One of the things that we're really striving towards is making sure that all of our staff are well-trained and educated on the type of cooking. That evolved from everything from spending time with a chef, understanding the cooking technique and understanding the menu, all the way through to our cocktail training, coffee training, and general customer service skills. We've purposely employed people that have got really nice personalities and really good personalities that will put those bits of information across to the customer.
And the site that you've got here used to be a Brazilian restaurant, and it's a slightly sort of strange building, the same way that all kind of steep hill buildings are, where they're quite small and go up. Did you think that style would all sort of work alongside the restaurant?
Definitely. Adam and Charles spent a lot of time looking for a venue. They visited a number of barbecue restaurants in London, and what they all told them was that the building is really important in the respect of the old nature of the building, like stone walls, the wooden beams, works really well with a bit of a mix of new American style decor. So we've had some booth seating built, we're going to have some really cool American decor, and it should hopefully bind the two together really well. It works, they balance each other out really well, really.
And so what kind of things will be on the menu? You mentioned that there's also like a breakfast menu and different things like that.
Yeah, we're going to have a range of food starting from breakfast in the morning. One of the big things that people really were asking for was something called biscuits, which are an American breakfast item. They're a little bit like scones and muffins that are quite a light sort of biscuit thing. They'll be on there as a side order, as well as your traditional American sort of breakfast, your pancakes with maple syrup, streaky bacon, you know, eggs cooked in a numerous different ways. Our lunchtime, we're going to have our menu available, but we've also got a selection of sandwiches. So everything from a pulled pork sandwich through to sandwiches using Monterey Jack cheese, those sort of things. And then our evening menu is going to have those things that people will probably associate us more with, things like our ribs, a really good homemade burger, and onwards from that sort of thing. What we can cook in the smokers is literally anything and everything, really.
Is there anything sort of American-style food that might be a bit too odd for people in Lincoln? Because I know there's lots of combinations of sweet and things that maybe you wouldn't have that are sweet.
Yeah, I mean, on the breakfast menu there, you've got things like pancakes with maple syrup, and in America a lot of people like to have that with bacon. So it is a bit of a combination of flavours, sweet and savoury, but they do work together really well. I think people are going to really take to it, probably because it is quite a unique and new type of cooking to people. Hopefully we're going to really change people's understanding and expectations of American food. So I think they will really sort of enjoy it.
And you've built up a lot of momentum, and so how are you going to sort of carry that on once you've opened up?
We've got a lot of bookings for our first few weeks, but we're going to be doing a number of different offers. Obviously the Chad's Challenge is a big draw for people. We're going to offer people their main course free on their birthday if they bring some ID with them. And, you know, the future is really sort of got a lot of potential, because we've got a nice outdoor area where we can do nice sort of barbecues and things in the summer. So we've got quite a lot of drawing factors for people. We're going to have a few offers on during the week, and hopefully the menu itself will be enough to bring people back.
And is it nice to be something that is quite different from... Steep Hill can be quite quaint, and sort of American big food, I don't think, could be quite as quaint as in the little tea shops.
Yeah, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, because when people first find out that we're going to be an American smokehouse opening on Steep Hill, I think they sort of think that it might be a bit of a clash of cultures. But as we're going along, we are sort of realising it actually fits in really well. You know, it is the barbecue type cooking in America is steeped in tradition. It's been going for literally decades and decades, you know, even down to barbecue sauces. I didn't realize before I went here that there's so many different variations of barbecue sauce, and each region in America has their own type, and the whole culture of it fits really nicely into the area, we feel. It's going to be, because we're not going gimmicky themed, we're going as traditional as possible. And I think it'll work really well.
And we're currently 1 week until you open. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We're on schedule for where we need to be. We've had really good sort of sessions with the team so far. The chefs are in already using the smokers and cooking off some food and things. So it's going to be really good. We've got some staff training going on over the next few days as well for our front of house team. So yeah, we're just looking forward to the 14th when we can open the doors to the general public.
That was me chatting to Adam Wallhead from Ribs and Bibs, which opens this week and I think will be a nice different addition to Lincoln. I had a little tour around the place when I met up with Adam and got to see their smoker ovens and see what kind of atmosphere they're creating there, and it looks really interesting. Just got to wait for their bookings to calm down before I can try it out for myself.
This is Siren 107.3 FM.
That's all for this week on Food for Thought. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you know of any cafes or restaurants in Lincoln who should be on this show, then let me know. All you need to do is head to the Siren website and click on Food for Thought. And there you'll be able to find my email address, or you can tweet the station using @SirenFM. Also on the website, you can listen again to any of the interviews from the show in full.